from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Tua was pretty honest.
Yep.
Pretty honest publicly yesterday about his former coach and his current coach and how they handled him as a quarterback. Let's hear from Tua.
To put it in simplest terms, if you woke up every morning and I told you you suck at what you did, that you don't belong doing what you do, that you shouldn't be here, that this guy should be here, that you haven't earned this right, and then you have somebody else come in and tell you, dude, you are the best fit for this. Like, you are accurate. You are the best whatever. You are this. You are that. Like, how would it make you feel listening to one or the other? You see what I'm saying? And then you hear it, regardless of what it is, the good or the bad. And you hear it more and more. You start to actually believe that.
Yeah, I mean, he was honest about what it was. And you know.
The first example being Brian Flores.
Yes.
Second example being his current head coach.
Yeah, and I can look at it from, you know, standpoint. I know a lot of people still down there and heard about a lot of stuff that was happening with that whole situation. And it was a damn disaster. It really, really was, because you had a coach who didn't want you, but the owner did. Now, you know, as talented as Justin Herbert is, I mean, they're about evened out pretty much. You know, one playoff appearance, they blew up whatever lead, whatever, whatever. But I think that a lot of it, you know, when Tua, how he was, is that, you know, to be that young, I had to go through what he was going. You're getting benched inside in the game from Ryan Fitzpatrick. Your coach says he don't want you. All that stuff that they were talking about with the text message, all that really did happen and everything. And I still stand by, I think Flo is a hell of a football coach, and I would hope that he would get another opportunity to be a head coach, because some have done worse and gotten other head coaches.
Kind of makes you wonder now, though, right?
But it does.
Because obviously
really does.
The suing of the league was going to be a tough one for owners. But then now you got a franchise quarterback coming out and being like, this guy just broke me down every chance he got.
Yeah, and that's crazy, because it's always, and it's, these are the things, and it's always within me, because I'm old school as they come. But I know how you have to talk to certain players nowadays. Now, I've never been in a situation where I've ever had a coach just tear me down before. Now, I've been on a unit, an offensive unit that has been torn down, but me personally, I've never had that experience. So I already know how I would react if something like that happened, because I just know my personality. I'm not going to let you talk to me any kind of way in crazy. And I just think that Tua is in a better situation because of the fact is that he needs that. He needs the confidence. But I don't care who you are. If you're any player and somebody's doing that or saying it or to you, it'll get to you.
Especially when it feels like it's personal.
Exactly. Like, and it's not, and it's not necessarily,
it's not just your
performance.
But it's not just your motivation tactic as a leader.
Yes.
This is like, no, actually, I don't want this guy here.
Yes.
I don't think he's good. I don't really care for him. I'm going to do this. Yeah. I don't, I, You have to hope that it was from a place of trying to motivate.
But it doesn't.
But it doesn't feel like it.
It don't feel like it.
Doesn't feel like it.
That's the same thing with Russ and Sean Payton. Like, I ain't never.
Right.
I've never, ever seen a player of that elk get talked to like that and not go back. Now, because I've seen coaches and players, we yell at each other.
Sure.
But we're yelling at each other.
Right. You yell back.
Yeah, you're going to yell
Somebody
back.
Somebody says something crazy, you say something you're crazy
yell
back.
Right. You're not going to let him sit there and just berate you like that. That just doesn't happen. You know, so, I mean, it's so many different ways you can coach and motivate a player. But going back to what you said, the first one, that was personal between Sean Payton and Russ.
Yes.
That wasn't that big a damn
Without
deal
question.
For him to do that. And
Without
that's what question. It seemed like it was with Flo and Tua. Tua's in a better place. Now, they got to start winning some playoff games and winning against better teams. And I know they had a back-to-back winning season with Flo for the first time at damn near whenever. And so he had some good moments. But that relationship right there, you know, the owner, I don't give a damn that I picked the guy that I wanted, you didn't. I don't care. I'm the owner of this football team.
Yeah. That happens sometimes.
That happens. It happens a lot.
Yeah.
And so
I don't know how that gets from, all right, I didn't want this guy to be like, you know what I'm going to do?
Yep.
It's going to make sure this guy knows that every single day
while he's here. And that's crazy because you're like, you would think.
And again, like the other part of it too is like, I understand that there is a motivational tactic of like, you break them down, but then you build them back up.
But he wasn't building them back
we
up.
We forgot that part.
Yeah. We're just going to break them all the way down.
We're just going to break him down until he has no confidence.
You have coaches.
Meanwhile, he's physically breaking down as well because he keeps getting hurt.
That's
so
the
it's
thing
just
about
a double.
It. That's the thing about it though. When we talk about this all the time with the people who coach under Bill can do that.
Right.
You can't. And every single one of them damn coaches that's left his tree tries to do what he does. McDaniels.
Yep.
Flo,
yep.
What's the
Charlie
O'Brien,
Weiss,
O'Brien, Charlie Weiss? They all try to take that kind of not giving you praise and trying to push buttons and all those different things. The reason they worked for Bill because they won.
It worked for Bill because they won. It also worked for Bill because he did it with guys that could take it.
Yes,
like Tom Brady's
and
the type of personality.
You got to know.
But
your
even
players.
Tom Brady, after 20 years, was like, "All right, enough.
Yeah,
all right, I was tough enough to deal with this for 20 years. No more.
Yeah, exactly.
I got 6 Super Bowls.
Eventually,
all right?
You get tired of it.
Enough.
Eventually, you get tired of that. Yeah. I play for Nick is the ultimate of that. Nigga, it's hot. It's 100 damn degrees. It's not that hot out here. Well, yeah, because your ass got on shorts and a tank top, but I got on full pants.
You got a straw hat
on. You
know
what I mean?
Ice water.
Yeah, you get ice water. Everybody, like, get your ass on somewhere, man.
You got a guy that opened your gum for you, okay? You got a guy doing that for you.
Yeah.
You're out here running,
yeah,
all right?
Running.
What do you think
your
this
ass
is?
Down somewhere.
Yeah, no, it is interesting, though, just because I know that some reaction, and I love you talking about it and you saying that, because I don't think anyone will come back at you about that, but I think there's some reaction to a modern player talking like that to be like, well, modern players are soft. It's like, well, I mean,
it's not
there's a little more context than that.
It's a lot more context doing that because it's like I came up hard, you know, coaching hard, and it was nothing to do that. And it was, and you know me better than anybody. I don't need your pat on the backs and all that. I don't deal in that way. I'm a self-motivated, wanting to be great.
You do not care whether or not you get a pat on the back or not.
Yeah, they do.
I like a pat on the back.
They do, but they do that.
I don't need it.
They need it.
I don't. Yes. Well, I need it from like you.
Yeah.
I need it from like my wife. But I don't need it from everybody.
Yeah.
But I don't mind it. I'm not immune to an attaboy. I've said that before. You give me a little attaboy here and there. It feels good. I'm not going to lie about it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number
1.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.